Yerushalmi Shviyas Daf Tes. We're starting from the Kesem and Beis on the Mishnah. So we discussed yesterday in the Mishnah of what you're allowed to do in the sixth year, at the end of the sixth year, regarding until Sada Lavan, we said, is until you can do things until Pesach, because the fact that would be Sada Ilon you have till Atzeres, but Sada Lavan you have until Pesach, because the moisture that's there is still needed for what was growing, for the leaven, for the grain, for the Geshurim that are growing now, the sixth year. But be after that, it would be considered for the next year, and you can't do it. But the Mishnah now incorporates a number of things that you can do, even throughout the entire sixth year, until Mamish Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. Things that are considered, the Mishnah is going to live between this Mishnah and the next Mishnah, a total number of 17 different things, the malachos that you're allowed to do until Rosh Hashanah. And the reason for this is, we'll see, these are things that be'etzem amutter, because clearly it's being done dafka for the crop, the sixth year crop, dafka what's growing now, very clearly that it's for that, not for what's for next year. And also, another aspect of it, because these particular things are not deraisa derabanan, and the others, many of the Mefarshim explain, the commentaries on the Gemara, that the entire Isser of what we talked about in the sixth year with Chachamim Asered, because it looks like you're doing something for the Shemitah year, that would be only things that are mamish deraisa, usur, and shviyas. But the rabbanan dikka things in shviyas, like some of these things we're going to list now, or would not be considered usur in the sixth year, and you can continue doing them until Rosh Hashanah, even though these are malachas by definition, and it'd be an isur Shabbos, it would be considered an isur malacha. But legabe the din, the isur of doing something for negeya to shviyas, would not be considered an usur in the sixth year to do these particular malachos. Mishnah begins. A person can fertilize with ma'adrin, and you can take with a shovel and in the actual beds of melons or mitlos that you're the gourds that you're doing until Rosh Hashanah. You can do that until Rosh Hashanah. Now again, what we're talking about over here, the Mefarshim explain that it's not you're actually plowing. It's not plowing. It's only like turning around the ground with a kli, with a shovel or type of kli that just moves things around a little bit in what's already planted. It's not planting something for next. It's not going to help for any new planting. It's only for you digging around it, what's there, to allow more moisture to come in, to allow more zevel to come in, more fertilizer to come in, or ma'adrin is you're making a little bit of a mound around it, you're digging around it so that the moisture, the water could stay there and allow it to get bigger, to grow more, or to make sure that it doesn't dry up and die. So you're not doing anything for the next year. It's clearly something for this particular thing you're doing now. And that would be considered again okay. And this again is not a malach, because these things are not Yisri Shviyas Derajurais, only Yisri Shviyas Derabbanan. So too, you have fields that are irrigated fields, which means you have to rely on fields that are natural water. You're relying on things as well, where you can't rely on water, but you dig irrigation dishes so that water can come in from other sources to get the water to the field. Again, the same idea. It's in order to keep what you're growing now. It's not like Sister Mount Full explains, ain't die lum and make shum. It's not enough with the rainwater to keep things growing. Therefore, you have to go water it from there. So you do these things to irrigate the field more. Again, it's to allow what you're planting now, what you have now, the kishum and the luam that you have now, to be able to continue to be moist, so they're able to continue to grow. But not, it's not doing anything for what's going to help you for next year. And that's why these things itself is permitted. Mishnah continues. Not only that, miyavlin. You could remove yavlin, the lashon we find in the Gemara. Miyavlin is the lashon where you could go ahead and remove things that are there, like warts and lumps of things that are there. Miyavlin, chotkim yabela, says the Marful. You can cut away like a wart, the movement that is growing in the tree. They like to cut that away. With farakin, you're allowed to go ahead and remove any leaves that are extra leaves that are considered. Why would you remove them? Because there are too many leaves on it, the tree is being burdened down. So you want to lighten the load of the tree, and therefore you remove some of these leaves. With apkin, put dust on the Ma'apke pedustim of mavok, the pedust on the roots, that they go ahead, and again, the same idea, shirash and magulam, the roots that are exposed, you cover them over with dust that they shouldn't dry up from the sun. To give them some moisture, continue with some moisture for them. Ma'ashnen, and also to go ahead and to ma'ashnen, put the smoke on the trees. To you put the ma'ashnen, you put under the tree to like a smoker to have with the ashan will go on the tree and kill out all the worms that are growing on it. Will suffocate from the smoke. So you fumigate the trees to remove them. That's also permitted as well. Not a malaka daraisa the rabbanon mutter to do it because you're clearly doing it for what's already growing. That you continue to do all these things on Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah. Shimon Aymer, Afenaitu Esa Olam and Ashkel B'Shviyas. You can even go take the leaves from the clusters that are grown during Shviyas year itself, that you can do. Because again, the Tanakhama says you have until Rosh Hashanah. After Rosh Hashanah, you can't even do these things. However, Rav Shimon says, no, that this thing, removing the leaves, Mefarkim, is that you can do is mutter. You're allowed to remove the leaves even on the Shmiyas year. You're allowed to do that. And of course, we'll see what the Machlokes is, but that the Tanakhama says you can remove the leaves only before Rosh Hashanah. That you can't do. You can't do anything on the Shmiyas year. But here the Rav Shimon says that trees of things hanging around, you're allowed to do remove them even in the Shmiyas year. What's Rav Shimon arguing with? What's with Eshkolz? What's unusual about this? The Gemara is going to explain what the machlokes is between Rav Shimon and the Tanakhama. Mishnah continues. Masagin al Rosh Hashanah. You also have to clear stones from the field until Rosh Hashanah the following year. Again, on Shviyas year, you can't remove stones from the field because it's considered as if you're planting. However, in the sixth year, there was no Isser, and clearing stones would be considered permitted in the sixth year until Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah continues, Makasman. You can go away, you can prune trees. You can Mazardin. You can go thin out there the things that are growing around it. You can prune the trees, and you can go ahead and thin out the trees that are around it. If there's too many branches on it, you can trim away the excess trees. That you got excess leaves you could do. Mafaslin. And you could go to remove also if they're spoiled, if they're rotten, you can remove the psyllus. You can remove the psyllus from it. The thing that's ruined, the rotting part of it, you could remove nuttles of psyllus. You're taking away, you're cutting away the psyllus from it. That should not decay, not ruin the other parts of the tree. So it's the mouthful that learns. You can continue doing that on Rosh Hashanah. You can do that till Rosh Hashanah as well. Shema Aimer, Pivis Kizeruda, Pitula Shachamishas. Just like thinning and removing of the psoilus, of the decay, you can remove that. Which grows in the fifth year, you're allowed to do it in the sixth year. Ben Shashizah, so in the sixth year, you're allowed to do it during the seventh year as well. Because again, what Yeshua says, explaining these two things particularly, is something that's done all the time, just as far as allowing it to remove it from the year before, just like it's done every year for the things that grow for the following year, because otherwise it will not be able to develop. So too, you can continue it just like the fifth year to the sixth year, you can continue it in the sixth year and even do this in the seventh year. The Tanakhama only is a matir only until Rosh Hashanah. But if Yeshua is saying even, just like you do the sixth to fifth year, you could even do this as well, even in the year the Shviyas year, and we're going to have to see why, what the machlik is of the Rosh Hashanah and Tanakhama in the Gabi, this Prat, what exactly are they arguing about? We'll see. The Mishnah concludes, Rav Shimon Aymer, Rav Shimon says, that calls man she'ani rashoi b'avodas ha'ilon, ani rashoi b'bisulo. Just like any time I'm allowed to be matir to work the tree, which means until Shavuos of the sixth year, I can go ahead and also remove any psoilus from it as well. That I'm allowed to do, but once you can't go ahead and do any avodas ha'ilon, once we ask it by Rosh Hashanah and we say that you have until Shavuos, because my avodas ha'ilon itself, the actual work, the tree itself, you can't do anything until Shavuos the year before, the sixth year, you have to stop. So too, removing any decay, any psoilus, is also only permitted to the Nat. Shimon is a Shita, is even more Chama than a Tanakhama. We said some say you can remove it to Rosh Hashanah. Others say you can move it. Shimon said you can even do it throughout the seventh year. And that's what the second Shita was. And now the third Shita, the Mishnah, seems to say that you can't even do it from Shavuos on, you can't even remove the psoilus from it. That's a chera chumadik shita. And what's his shita versus the Tanakhama? We'll see in the Gemara. Mishnah Gemara says, "Masal v'mad is makshos." You can go ahead. You can go ahead, fertilize. And you can go ahead and with a whole shovel around the thing, around the bed of makshos. Vikma malakos shalem. What about plant? What about plowing? If we allow you to do this, what about plowing? Would we allow you to do that? What's the idea? In other words, what's the shaila? So makshos ad Rosh Hashanah. One wants to know that we say you're allowed to ma'adrin, you're allowed to go ahead and hoe them and make around them, make a thing around them. What about for the makshos and the lows, the melons and the gourds? What about plowing for them? Would you be allowed to plow them until Rosh Hashanah? Would we allow that? Normally we say for a Sadi Ilan, you can't do that, you have to stop by Pesach Shavuos. But what about here? Would you allow to do this? For these things, these beds of things, which benefits it, would you allow to do it? Whenever you're allowed to go and plow, you're allowed to go ahead and fertilize as well. If you can't go ahead and plow, you can't go ahead as well. But since we said you're allowed to do this until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, if the price is clear, that you'll be allowed to go ahead and continue plowing as well until Rosh Hashanah as well for these type of things. Now, of course, it doesn't mean regular plowing. That's Vaday Zasser after Pesach, after Shavuos. That you can't do on the sixth year. But for these things, we say, but Dafka, the Braisa says, what you're allowed to go ahead. And Mezavel La'adah, you're even allowed to plow until Rosh Hashanah. So we see from the Braisa, the answer to your Shai. Gemara says, I'm Yosef. My mission, Bryce says this as well. Why Mishnah? I don't show us Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. I mentioned you can go ahead and fertilize to Rosh Hashanah, which is our Mishnah. Hey, Mishnah Shalach, and so to an irrigated fields as well. Tell me when the Bryce says, Choshen Mishnah Shalach and Rosh Hashanah, you got to go ahead and plow an irrigated field to Rosh Hashanah. So if the Mishnah says you see the Gabe plow in the field, you could do that. So that's the Gabe Mishnah Shalach, and so too, clearly, I would tell you the same thing. It's well, the same halacha. You continue plowing for that as well. For the fields, for the madradrin, the makshos, you're allowed to make shows, so matadlos, you got to go and do that as well. Since the Mishnah puts these together and says both of them will be considered mutter, so the chayra, we would allow you to go ahead and do this until Rosh Hashanah as well. What's the connection between the two? Why would there be a connection between the two of them? Why should just because the second one, the Beit Shlokan, allowed, this would be allowed as well? So the Farshim say, because the Mishnah puts it together, it's clearly nicker that it's only for that purpose itself, for those things that are in the air, the saplings, the things that are growing already in the Keshuot. It will not do anything for anything more, still has to grow. It will grow from Chadash, from new. And therefore, we allow you to go ahead and do that as well until Rosh Hashanah. So the Mefarshim learn the connection. The Gemara, Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi said, you have to stop. You ought to go ahead and plow the field only until 3 or 4 Rosh Hashanah. They use Rabbi Yashir. In order time for the seeds to be planted and take root before Shvias. We eat the Yarish. Or if the seeds go ahead and plant and you take root before Shvias. So even though we say your Rebbe allows you to go until Rosh Hashanah, we allow you to plow the field, that only a Meshulchan or an irrigated field, that's only, it's left to stop 3 days before because it takes from there after 3 days for things to develop and things to take root. And therefore, if you do it right Rosh Hashanah, it'll be taking root on the Shemitah year. That you can't do. Therefore, you'd have to go ahead and do this for 3 days before. For 3 days before, you have to stop. You can't do more. You know this way, it can still take root before the year. Fake the Gemara. Elu osin shrushim shoshiyamim. Which things are you allowed to go ahead? Which things, mitzias, develop shrushim roots for 3 days? Everything takes more time. Where do we find such a thing? Then you can go ahead. The Ilan asks, does a tree develop 3 days? Says the Marafulda. Bit me, the Chieza Dava Osa Shroshim Shosha Yamim. You're telling me you gotta go ahead and do it 3 days before, because this way has enough time to go ahead and to be zar to seed the plant and to take root. But what thing? There's nothing that grows, nothing that takes root. What trees or things that grow can take root in 3 days? That doesn't make sense. So what's shot in 3 days then? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yomer, Ad Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Shloshah Chodashim. Means you could go ahead until 3 months of Rosh Hashanah. Kedesh Yis, Devei Ares, V'Yashir, Yitaretz, V'Yashir. Doesn't mean 3 days of Rosh Hashanah. What Rabbi meant to say is 3 months before Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah, in order enough time for the thing to be planted, the Ares could be planted and take root, and then go ahead and plant root again, another, more for the Ares, Yitaretz, V'Yashir, and go plant it again. All the things that before Shvias, the rice will go ahead and take root and be planted before. That is the only thing that we allow you to do, because that is something that can take root. Rice grows very quickly, and it would be enough time to 3 months to be able to plant and grow and replant it Biyashish before Rosh Hashanah, before Shviya starts. That is what Rebbe is saying. The halacha you'd be allowed is the 3 months dafka when it comes to Nagaya to this Oirez. The Gemara says the halacha is, and we say the Gemara talks about the Mishnah things that we're allowed to do. So what do these things mean? My yavlin, my view, and say aboilus. Yavlin means you can remove the blemish. My furkin, beolin. Furkin means you can remove the leaves. My afkin, osalavi. You can make the dust for the tree, to get the dust to go ahead and cover over the exposed roots so that they won't be exposed to the sun and won't dry up. My ashim, asinla. My ashim means you apply smoke to it. Some type of smoke where you go ahead and remove that the my ashim, that would be the, we said the more explained, big ashim, to provide some kind of smoke. The trees smoke it that the tulayim and the insects will not go ahead and attach themselves to the tree due to the, won't be able to breathe because of the smoke that's around, it's on the tree. So the Gemara said, time of the Nebraisa. Mechavlin, you can go ahead and straighten out inside, and you can go ahead and you can bend. What does that mean? What does that mean, straighten out and bend? Mechavlin means you can straighten out, you can straighten out a tree that's bent. If a sapling of a tree is bent, you can go ahead and tie it to a tree, to a piece of wood, that it straightens out, that you can do. You can't do that during Shvias, but you can do that before Shvias. That's what the Mishnah says you can do. Mechavlin, that you're able to do. And it says the Gemara Matzana, what does it mean? You can bend. Chavin Amalei Osin LaDikrin. You can go ahead, you can make Dikrin, you can make like branches, stakes of branches around it that should grow in a certain shape, in a certain angle. You go hang a stone from the branch that's going to bend downward. So it's growing straight. You want to bend it over. So therefore, there are different ways to go bend it. One, you could bend it by putting in a stick, a bent stick that'll go and bend along with the stick, or to put in a stone, hang a stone on around it, and the stone will cause it to bend over because of the weight. And that's what it is with Sadden. That's what you do in the field. You want to make it straight. This is what you do to be able to make it to hang in heaven. That'll go ahead and be lean over, be straight. Therefore, it can provide shade. And that you're allowed to do again in before Rosh Hashanah. You can't do that in Shvi'as, but you can do that in the sixth year until Rosh Hashanah. So at the Gemara Tani, Vatun Meshamtin. You can go ahead and remove and Meshamtin. What does this mean? Well, we want to explain what does me allowed to do. Gemara says, "Can a mesisa b'risa mevatrin b'gafonim? You're allowed to remove grapevines, or mishak min makonim, and you can go ahead and withdraw reeds even during the year of Shvius." What's the idea? Gemara says you want to become, because when things are growing, and the vines grow very close together, and it goes together, they're going to impinge on each other, not going to be able to grow fully. Therefore, you want to make a space. So mevatrin, you make a space. A vitur, you make a space. You remove it some along the way, so that there's you're not really working the land. You're just removing certain things that allow what's there to continue growing, and that is considered permissible to do the lechari even in the Shvius year. The Gemara will qualify that in a moment. You're allowed to do that even a year. The laviaklem, the remove the kanim, says the marfulda to make a space between them. And that you're allowed to do, because otherwise the things won't be able to grow properly because they're going to be pressed one against the other and they won't be able to grow. The Gemara says that you can do. So the Gemara in a brisa, in a place where there's no way to go remove it and do these things before Yantiv, which means even before Sukkot, after Rosh Hashanah, but before Sukkot, now look, you're allowed to do it. The Achalachag Mavat, Mishan Malachag. If a place where there's no way to go, the Achalachag, you can do it also Achag as well. Rav Shimon Aimer, the feeds that you remove, the vines or the reeds that you're removing, only from the part mibikul amayla, from the bikul amata. What's the bikul amayla? Says the marfulda. What it means is shaliten avak b'moko mibikuel amayla. Only can put it above where the knot of the thing where it connects, where the stem begins to grow. That you develop, only then you can do it higher. The higher part of it, you can't do it on the lower part. You can't do it on the part before Sukkot. You let it go and do it even on the entire piece. But after Sukkot, even on those who minigas to do it, you can only do it on the lower part, and then from the not and higher. And the question is why? Let's see. The Gemara of Machloek has two different shitas here. Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshia, no, the kavutz anymore. The person allowed to go ahead and take even that would gather together with the vines. Their roots or their stems or their things that grew together with it, even allowed to remove that on the field, that's not considered preparing the field for Shvius. Even these things you could remove because When you're taking it, what are you doing with it? You're going to use it. You're going to eat it. You're going to cook with it. People know you're using it for your person, not using it to sell or to do business or to replant it. You're using it to eat. And you're allowed that. You're allowed to do. You're allowed to take things on shluas, on shvias, on shmita. You're allowed to go and eat that. So mela, therefore, that you're allowed to go ahead and do. So therefore, what we say, the branches you're allowed to do only from the pickle of mela, from the knot where it goes from the ground and higher. You can do it on the top part. That you can make a tikkun gadol. By moving it, you can do that top part, you can make a tikkun, you're bettering what's growing, you're not changing anything, you're just making it be able to grow better. That you're allowed to do even in Shvias, even after Sukkot. But as far as the removal of anything else, only if it's something which narrowly, that you're not doing it for Shemitah, you're not doing it to work the field, you're doing it so you can take it, you're eating it, that would be allowed to do. That would be allowed to ikvu. So even that much you're allowed to do. Even I go take the leaves from the cluster in Shvias itself. What's the pshat? Mizr shitaso Rav Shimon. The chayra of Shimon is not the shitaso. The Rashida seems to be a stira. We learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah that we had originally in Daf Zayin. Mamarsin as Ares b'Shvias. You allowed to go and steer the rice on Shvias. You allowed to go ahead and steer the rice. With seated the local, you allowed to go ahead and daf Yud Zayin. Mishnah talks about you allowed to go ahead. And if you have a rice paddy on Shvias, you allowed even to go steer it. You allowed to mix it. Why? Because Mar says you're putting water. It's a rainy season. It's flooding it, and a lot of mud is going to be there. You allowed to just mixing it. That the it shouldn't ruin the rice, but the mud is going to help it. It's going to give it more, keep the moisture. So you're allowed to do that. We're talking about where the rice already took root before Rosh Hashanah, and it's there. So now the heavy rain is going to ruin the rice that's growing there. So you're allowed to go ahead. And where it says mamarsin, you let it go ahead and steer it and mix it, that the mud would provide nourishment to it without ruining it. That's what Rav Shimon says. Avalei masachasin, Rav Shimon says you're not to go ahead and trim it. You can't go ahead and trim it around the plant. That's what the Mishnah says over there in Nafyud Zayin. But from our Mishnah, it says over here very clearly, you're allowed to go ahead, no tulas alagol meneshka shvius. You're allowed to go and take it in shvius. Here he said you're allowed to remove any excess leaves, even during shvius is permitted mutter. So if it's permitted to mutter, then why over there is it? By the rice is it also? The chayav to steer it in Rav Shimon. So the man says Rav Shimon the pisov kik and ama avalo makasin, as in you can't do any pruning. Says the Rav Fulda. But over here, no, don't you can do it. It is a type of zimut, a type of pruning. So you can do it. So the chayav to steer it in Rav Shimon shita. So the Gemara says, not a stira, shnai l'hacha. It's different over here, the two cases. Because over here, shumatzil menat leka. Here, what you're doing is like you're saving it from a fire. It's going to be destroyed. It's going to be ruined. And therefore, we allow you to do that. So therefore, by the leaves, by the grapevine, if you don't remove all those extra leaves, it's just going to damage it. There's too much weight on it. And it's going to be ruined like the fire is coming. So you're protecting the vine from the fire ruining it. And that we say, even though in Shvi, you're allowed to do, because otherwise you'll have nothing. It's going to destroy it, it'll be gone. So that is permitted. But over here, by the rice, what are you doing? Trimming the rice? It doesn't do anything. It's not saving it. It's only preventing it from not being able to grow properly. And that is not what we allow. Zakter Mafulda. Over here, Matzamanat Lake, and he feels Alinena Moyola Gefanim. You're not helping the Gefanim, but you're saving it. It shouldn't get damaged, because if you leave the leaves around it, the weight of it is going to destroy it. There'll be nothing left. The Gefanim will be gone. So you're doing is you're saving for being destroyed. But over here, Masha Mazikalem, by Oyrez Malamazim, you're helping the pruning. It's not damaged. It's not going to get ruined. You're just pruning it to make it better. And that we don't allow you to do on Shvias. And that's what Rav Shimon says here. We would not allow you to do it. That is the difference, the difference, Miyashe, between the two cases to explain why we would allow here and why the Mishnah later we allow you to do it, and over here we do not. Mishnah's Masakana Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to move the stones from the field until Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara would come out that you're allowed to go remove stones until Rosh Hashanah, and after Rosh Hashanah is going to be Yasser. Fake the Gemara, tell me about the Mishnah. We learned to the Mishnah. A Mishnah that says, a Mishnah, and Daf Chof Gemol, that says, Masaka, so there you, a person can move stones from his field and shvi, not those ilanos. You got to take the upper stone, so Maneachas and it goes barrets. You have to leave the ones that are still on the ground. That you can't move. You can take the higher stones on top, but not the ones that are on the ground. Because that's usher, because that's like you're better in the field, like you're plowing the field, you're making the able things to grow better, that you can't improve the land, that you can't do. I have a mahoka, but yeah, the Mishnah just said you can go where you can remove the stones even in Shvias. You can even move even the stones close to the ground. So the chayav again, it's a steer in the Mishnah, that even stones clear into the ground you're able to go ahead and remove. The afil shvius myri, and I hear tell in Rosh Hashanah you'll have to do Torah Rosh Hashanah. He would say even shvius you can remove it. L'charis stira, stira mishnayis. He once said namav yoyna kamatolish. The Mishnah said you're allowed to remove the stones, the upper stones. We're talking about stones that are detached from the ground. But over here in the Mishnah, which says the halacha is that you're allowed to go ahead, specifically down to the ground, there's too much stones that are attached to the ground. And therefore, that you vada kinduk, that's plowing. When it's stones that are just piled up, they're loose, they're not attached to the ground, that you can remove even on shvius, because that's not doing anything to the ground. You're not doing anything to the ground. But stones that are attached to the ground, and you remove them, it's like you're plowing the field. That's exactly what the Torah says is usur. That you can't do. It says they're mafulta. But mesakin kalka b'shvius, if you go away, but it's mechuberes, that's mamish like you're mesakin the kalka b'shvius, which is vada usur midaraisa. That you can't do. But if it's loose stones piled on top, that you're able to go ahead and to do. That you're allowed to do. But Pnei Moshe says, not that you're actually moving the stones, it's actually Yisr Daraisa plowing. But Pnei Moshe says, it's only mesaking this. It looks like you're fixing the field. Your Rabbana would answer, but Daraisa would be considered to be mutter. So like the Gemara, the Mishnah says, that you're allowed to go ahead and thin out and prune the land on the sixth year, even during Shvius. Shimon came along and said, you're allowed to go ahead and move off the things that are rotting part of the tree, you're allowed to remove. Are you allowed to remove it only until Shavuos? Which is the Peshat of Shimon? What do you allow to do to Shavuos here? What do you have to stop to do in the sixth year? What is it? What do you explain it? Amar Rav Yosi. Let's explain it. Nividon Sabin Lameima. Initially, we thought to say Rav Shimon Sabin Rav Yeshua Bekirsum. Rav Shimon is the same as the Shita of Yeshua, Lagabe Din, pruning and thinning out the tree. That you're only allowed to do is remove, like Yeshua says, only things that are damaging the tree. The stuff that's around the tree that's damaging it. We thought that's what you allowed it. That only matter that. They're not arguing. But the Inon trade Tanoim. So the Halacha, there are two opinions in the Shita of Tanoim that says Zon Tam is allowed is if it's actually damaging, if it's actually ruining it. But otherwise you can't. Now the Gemara says, you're allowed to clear the stones from the field, Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to prune the trees until Rosh Hashanah to Rabbanah. That's the Chorah Kun Shita Rabbanah. And the second Shita of Yeshua, the second sheet in the Mishnah of Yeshua says, it's like thinning and removing it, you're allowed to do it in the 50th, the 60th year, what grew in the 50th, you're allowed to do it in the 60th year, and the 70th year, what grew in the 60th year. So you're allowed to even do that in the Shemitah year. So you see that there is a sheet that holds even during Shviz itself. We thought originally Rav Shimon was saying, no, you're allowed to remove decay, you're allowed to do it only until before Rosh Hashanah. After that, you can't do it. But now we see that Yeshua clearly holds that even in the Shemitah, you're allowed to go remove it. Now the Gemara wants to know, so which is the opinion? What's the Shita of Shimon? Where does Rav Shimon fit in? The Gemara says, Avitil also Tanayim. Then it comes out that there is three different Shitas of Tanayim in the Mishnah. Not two like we thought, but there are actually three. Masalkin and Rosh Hashanah, Masalkin and Zadim, Mephatzim and Rosh Hashanah. Shita number one, you let it go clear the stones, you let it prune the trees, and clean, and take off all the leaves that are on it. You let it do that until Rosh Hashanah. That's Rabbanah, that's Shita Rabbanah. Shita number two in the Mishnah is Yeshua Omer, Kizurut, Apsul, Shachamish, and Shishas. Just like on the 50th, you're allowed to remove the decay that grew up in the 60th, you're allowed to remove it. So you're allowed to go ahead and remove in the 60th the decay from the year before. Even if later, even in Shemitah year, the Yosemikan, Mashbi, you're allowed to go even after Rosh Hashanah, even the 70th, you're allowed to go remove it. That's a Shita, that's a second Shita. However, the third Shita is Rav Shimon saying, Rav Shimon Omer, Koz Manchin, Yerashoy, Rosa, Elon, Shani, Bipsulo. As long as I'm allowed to permit the work in the tree, I'm allowed to remove any of the decay, psulo, the things that are ruining it, the rotten it, the things that's rotten, the decay, you're allowed to remove it out there until Shavuos, only until Shavuos 60, which is even a makulatiki yeshiva, you don't even have to Rosh Hashanah. You only remove it only until the Shavuos of the year before. So we have one sheet that you can do it until Rosh Hashanah. Another sheet is you can continue doing it even in the seventh year. You can remove it, that you're allowed to do. And the third sheet is the sheet of Rav Shimon that says you only have until Shavuos, and you don't have any more. Even at the Shavuos, you don't have any more Shavuos. You can't do it. You can't even remove the decay. You can't do anything with it after Shavuos, after Atzeres, in the sixth year, that would be considered Asur. So we have three Shitas to explain as to how far to when is the cutoff date when you're allowed to go ahead and better the trees and better it by pulling off the extra leaves that are on it that are ruining it.